This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue today our study of the very interesting question, what would I do if I were the devil? Already we have concerned ourselves with the question, what would I try to do with the world if I were the devil? And having finished that, we are now addressing ourselves to the question, what would I try to do with the church if I were the devil? And in that matter, we have pointed out, in the light of the significance of these matters, that basically the question can be answered, if I were the devil, I would try to persuade the church to become unfaithful. Because the Lord Jesus Christ made clear in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10 that the church must be faithful unto death in order to receive life eternal. In Revelation 2:10, the Lord said, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give unto thee the crown of life. That is the crown which is life, the crown which is eternal life. We have pointed out that if the devil could have his way with the church, he would persuade every member, every Christian, to forget what he had confessed, the significance of it when he confessed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Or perhaps he would try to persuade them to refuse to study the Bible. Or he would persuade them to get bored with plain and great gospel preaching. And so now we continue today with our new point, if I were the devil, I would try to persuade men, those who are Christians, those who are members of the church, to get their mind more on this world than on the world to come. The Apostle Paul, guided by the Holy Spirit, recognizing the great temptation that we all have to love the world rather than to love God, pointed out in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, that we are not to be conformed according to this world, but that we are to be transformed or changed. Listen carefully now to this reading. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual or reasonable service. And be not fashioned according to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now notice here he's writing to members of the church at Rome, those who are Christians, those who have been born again, those who have been baptized into Christ, and therefore have become children of God. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 5, Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. Now notice carefully this warning that he gives them in Romans chapter 12. Be not fashioned according to this world. Now, if it were not possible for Christians to be fashioned according to this world, then this warning is absolutely absurd. The very fact that Paul gives this warning makes it clear that it is possible for children of God, for Christians, for members of the Lord's church, to become fashioned according to this world. But Paul says not to do that, but you're to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now then, a person who is conforming to the world is one that loves the world. But one that loves the world does not love God. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. And one who does not love God rests under the curse of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 22. Therefore, a person who conforms to the world, who is fitting in with the world, who's fashioned according to the world, is one who is not pleasing to God. It is therefore possible for one who is a Christian to fall away from grace. And therefore the devil would have nothing else to do than to persuade a person to be fashioned according to this world. We must recognize the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 26 when he said, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And as we read in Luke chapter 14, verses 26 to 33, if there is anything or anyone that you love more than you love God and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, then you cannot be saved. I'm glad you've been with us today, but our time is gone. I hope you'll be back with us next time as we continue our study. If I were the devil, what would I do with the church?